We're continuing Chayyadim, and we're in Klamim Zayin, Simen Yud Gimel, all the way at the end. So we left like the last line to be discussed. So when a person says a bracha, the person has to be Motzei Mipiv Ulahashmiya LaOznav. He has to verbalize it, and he has to be Mashmiya LaOznav. So what are these two points that we're saying? You have to verbalize and you have to be Mashmi Ala Oznav. So simply it means you have to say it loud enough that you could hear it. There's a famous discussion. What about a situation when you're in a very noisy place? So I'm talking in a sound which in an average scenario would be loud enough to be heard. But over here I can't hear myself because of all of the background noise, etc. So there's a Sipsei Chachamim and Rashi in Sefer Shmos, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu left the city by Tzvardeya, and because they were making so much noise, he couldn't hear himself, and Tefillah has to be heard, etc. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in that, that's not the Iker Psak, that's not true. It's a nice shtickel Torah, but the person has to say it in a language which is a standard act of deeper. But the fact that right now I can't hear myself because there's this loud background noise, that's not a problem. Okay, but what the Chayyadim does mean to say is that, and by the way, there are some poskim which do agree with the Sifsei Chachamim and say that in that situation you have to talk real loud. So if you have a scenario, if you're davening at a very loud base medrash and everybody's screaming they're davening, you're going to have to scream you're davening also. Theoretically, to be able to hear yourself. Okay. But the Pshuto, he's saying a different din. He's saying the law is that a person has to say it loud enough that he can normally hear. But he has to be Motzei Mipiv. So there's three ways that a person can, quote unquote, speak. There's speech where you are you're verbalizing it and you can hear it. That's one. There's a speech where you're verbalizing it. It means you're making the sounds, but you're talking so softly that you can't even hear yourself. You're expressing breath. You're shaping your mouth in all the ways that the sound should be made, but you can't hear. So we pass a bit of yeva, that's also good. A person's is Motzei Mipiv, but he's not Mashmiya LaOznav, bit of yeva, but he's Yotze. Then there's a scenario where a person is moving his mouth as if he's talking, but he's not expressing any breath. So no sound could come out if he wanted to, because he's not breathing. So the person just moves his mouth around without any sound coming out. Is that called dibur? Bidiyavit. You're supposed to be Motzei Mipiv and Mashmiya LaOznav. Bidiyavit, you say, as long as you're Motzei Mipiv, it's good enough. Even though you weren't Mashmiya LaOznav. Is that called dibur when a person is just moving his mouth without any sound coming out, because he's not expressing? This, fascinatingly enough, is machlokes. And the language of the Shulchan Aruch would seem to me, the way I understand it, would indicate that that's not the lashon. Is you have to be Motzei Mipiv, and that's the language of the Chayyadim as well. So what's lashon? You have to be Motzei Mipiv. You have to be mevata b'svasayim. Let's say you feel that language, just moving your mouth is sufficient. So the point is, there's bitui svasayim. I mean, the movement of the mouth is sufficient. That's called dibur, even though there was no sound at all. So then what do you mean? You have to be Motzei Mipiv. Motzei Mipiv means there has to be something coming out. There has to be breath coming out in the form of words, obviously. A person just breathes. I was once standing next to a person davening, and it sounded to me more like just like a hum. I heard, He wasn't really moving his mouth. He just, there was like sound was coming out, but there was no move of the mouth. That really wouldn't be considered deeper either. But he's moving his mouth, but no sound is coming out because he's not expressing. He's not being Motzei Mipiv. So Chazal chose a lashon of Motzei Mipiv to tell me that that's no good. You have to have something coming out. Okay, then preferably it should come out to the point that you can hear it. But yeah, but if you can't hear it, it's also good enough. I get it. So that's why I understood it. That I found Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says not like that. He says, no, as long as you're moving your mouth, bitui svasayim is sufficient. And he quotes that the Rabbeinu Yoina in Masechtas Brachos says, learns like that, that the bitui svasayim is sufficient. And you find in the Dinei HaTorah that Just moving the mouth is sufficient, without any sound at all being expressed. So, but I did find that the Shevet HaKahosi, it's one of the contemporary poets coming out to Zohar, Rabbi Kahos Shalmei Gross Shlita, that he says, like I'm saying, and he brings this rai from this language, and he brings other rais as well, and he feels that the halacha is to be considered deeper bidi evid. It's not enough to move your mouth. You have to be, there has to be breath coming out. And if the breath is coming out, even though it's coming out quietly, to the point you can't hear it, so bidi evid, you be yoritz. If a person would just move his mouth at all, without any act of expressing anything, that would not be considered deeper. I have difficulty understanding Rosh Hashanah Zalman's point, because there are certain letters which are shaped by with the lips, with the teeth, with the tongue. There's certain letters which are shaped just by with the throat. So how are you going to say those letters with just if there's no breath coming out? So I have difficulty understanding that position. And so, my understanding is that situation, a person would not be yotzei, would have a status of not of dibur, but of hearer. It's just thinking. Mr. Burr Paskin's bidi evid, the hearer is not sufficient, and a person would not be yotzei. Hearer lavka dibur domi. The Chayyadim himself, interestingly enough, actually contemplates back in Simon Hay the possibility of hearer kadibur. In the case of an oinus, the hearer is kadibur. So at least in the case of oinus, he's masupik what the halacha is. But the halacha lemaisa, so we pass it not like that. The hearer lav kadibur, and movement of the mouth without any act of expressing anything would have the status of hearer, not of dibur. Have a good day.